Shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls will talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, a sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. Right within your heart.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing. Right within your heart, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas.
Hey, and there we are, a special intro on this day before the big day, Christmas Eve 2019. Can you imagine that? Thank you, Johnny Mathis. We are finally here, Tuesday, December 24th, 2019, otherwise known as Christmas Eve, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. It's going to be a day. Folks, we have been in the stores. We have gotten clothes. We have gotten things. We have talked to Santa. We have baked cookies. We have baked cakes. We have done everything that needed to be done to get to this day, Christmas Eve 2019. Now, let me tell you a little story. We're going to have holiday fun here this morning. Just going to be me and you on the toll-free. Sean Kraft will be joining us momentarily here, and we're going to have a lot of fun this morning. But let's see. How do I tell this story? Well, yesterday, I still had a few gifts that I needed to buy. So I decided about 4 o'clock in the afternoon that I was going to go out and purchase these gifts. Big mistake. So I went to Walmart about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The place was mobbed. It was literally mobbed. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I would hate to be there right now. Now, interestingly enough, this morning, if you've been outside or if you haven't been outside, if you've just opened up your windows in Marion or anywhere in the surrounding counties, it is foggy. Oh my goodness, it is nothing but a thick layer of, let's see, Christmas cotton candy out there this morning. It is foggy, so if you are on the roads, be safe. But here's the thing. Even in this thick fog, which literally I could not see 20 feet away from my face, the one thing I could see as I was coming down Route 95 this morning was all the headlights at Starbucks. See, that never stops. There's always headlights at Starbucks. Because even on Christmas Eve, even in the midst of a thick fog, people will still go to Starbucks. Nothing can deter that. So that's the way it goes. Now, Christmas Eve, is everybody ready to go? Does anybody out there have any special holiday thoughts they would like to share? We got some special things here today that are kind of interesting that I'm going to share with you. I tell you the first one I'm going to share with you. Now, I was part of a Secret Santa gift exchange. And, you know, a Secret Santa, you're not supposed to go know who got you. But I think I ended up knowing who got me. But I can't say for sure because I don't really know. So I get this package. And now I want to tell you what this package looked like. It does not look like your typical Christmas package. Now, what it was a white box. Now, not like a Christmas box, not like something you would put a sweater or anything like that in. It was a square white box. No Christmas paper on it, nothing like that. You know what it looked like? It looked like one of those boxes you put a chicken dinner in. You know the boxes I'm talking about? That's what kind of box it looks like. Now, it's a white box, looks like you put a chicken dinner in, and on the sides of it, now see, this is what made me think it was a chicken dinner. There were two napkins, you know, that kind of look like picnic tables, sticking out of the side. Now, on the top, in a black Sharpie marker, it was written, Scott, Merry Christmas. And the Merry Christmas was written in a red marker. So, Scott, black marker, Merry Christmas, red marker. And then on the front of the box, it said Scott. This white, like chicken, box. Okay? So for, I guess, 3 days, I never looked inside the box to see what the Secret Santa gift was. Well, people were starting to wonder what's in that box. And I said, I don't know what's in that box. I haven't opened up that box yet. So last night, I went into this box, and I opened up the box, and it's very, very interesting to see what's inside this box. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you wait a moment before I tell you what's in this box, because yesterday we had Phil Springer on, who was the original composer, writer for the song Santa Baby. Now, we played his version of Santa Baby, which he did live for us. So this morning, because this is one of my favorite songs, here's Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby, the first really different kind of Christmas song. Be right back with you, and you're going to guess what's in my box. Here we go.
Just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
And we're back here on this Christmas Eve 2019, and I just want to let you know, because it is Christmas Eve and we're working here on Christmas Eve, it's going to be very informal. Sean very kindly came in this morning and brought us pops and egg McMuffins and hash browns, so if it sounds like we're eating, it's because we are. Simple as that. Right? Sean Kraft in the studio.
That's
on
right.
Christmas Eve.
Good morning, everybody.
So,
today's not Christmas Eve Eve, it's Christmas
Oh,
Eve.
Don't start that Christmas Eve Eve stuff. You know, somebody said that to me last night, and I had to scold them on the day before Christmas. Somebody came up to me and said, it's Christmas Eve Eve. And I said, don't get me with that Christmas Eve Eve stuff. There's no Christmas Eve Eve. There's Christmas Eve, and there's Christmas Day. That's it.
The new thing.
No, it's not a new thing.
It's a new century.
No, I don't buy that. So you see this box. Now, I want you to describe this box that this Secret Santa gift came in.
Well, there's something chocolate in there. There's chocolate on the side.
Well, I don't think there's chocolate in there.
Oh, there's no chocolate? No, so no. Somebody rubbed chocolate on it?
So describe the box, though.
It's a white. Folks, I have no idea what it is either. I just got into the studio this morning, so I don't know what it is either. The lid's halfway open, but I can't see nothing in it. It's a white box, square box, rectangle box. Small. I mean, not really small. I mean, it's pretty good size. Maybe about 3 foot, maybe. It has Scott written all over it.
And look what it says on the top.
Merry Christmas.
Now, no wrapping paper on this box.
At least they didn't say Happy Holidays. They said Merry Christmas.
I like Happy Holidays.
So I like Merry Christmas.
Well, I mean, it's fine. I think people can say either one, but I think it's nice to say.
Well,
yeah,
I guess it covers all the bases.
Well, because the only reason I say Happy Holidays is because I want to cover New Year's, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, what does anybody think is in this box? What do people think is in this box? Now, if
it
you
ain't
were...
nothing live. There's nothing in there moving.
Nothing alive. So, give me a call. What is in the box? 740-383-9944. Or just call in to say Merry Christmas. We know we have a nice, devoted audience out there. And share your Christmas wishes with the city of Marion. 740-383-9944. What's in the box? Now, we do have some other...
Can I shake it?
No, you can't shake it.
Is it breakable?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do know because you opened it already.
Why do you always want to shake the box? But you know, I'll tell you a pet peeve. I hate to do this on Christmas Eve, but I'll tell you a number one pet peeve for you is when you get a gift, you try to guess what it is. Now, 90% of the time you're wrong, but you always do try to guess.
Last year I did win one of your presents last year. I
right,
said,
but
the autograph is it was an autograph.
Yeah, but. You didn't know who the autograph was.
No, I did not. No, I didn't.
But, I mean, if I hand you a flat package, chances are, since you ask for autographs, that's what it's probably going to be.
Right.
Okay. Now, we got to go through some housekeeping because we got... Oh, here we go. I hope this is a guess. Let's see what it is. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve to you, too, Scott.
Yes, how are you?
doing that, thank you, and sharing it with the City of Marion's rate, because I drive a city bus, so everybody that's going Southside today on Marion Transit, well, at least until 1 o'clock, will be listening to you guys.
You have a son on the city bus?
Yes, and I'm putting you guys out there, because a lot of people don't know about you all. They get on here and they say, what are you listening to?
Well, you say the best darn radio personality in Marion. That's
there
my answer.
There you go. And my guess for the box, it's got to be a hippopotamus.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you.
That's good. That's a good guess.
At the end of this hour, I'm going to let everybody know what's in this box, and we're going to see if anybody gets it right. But thank you for keeping us on in the buses, and thank you for doing that job. That's a very important job.
I like to think so. Merry Christmas to all y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, see, we're on in the Marion Transit buses. And hey, everybody out there in the transit buses.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hey, you know, it is very foggy out there this morning, so it is kind of dangerous out there this morning.
Well, yeah, I covered that. It's very foggy.
Yeah.
Now, what we got to, again, if you want to guess what's in the box, we got one now. Are you writing these down for hippopotamus?
Yes.
You're going to have to, because at the end of the hour, before the break, I'm going to tell you what's in this box.
I don't have a pen and paper.
Well, I got a pen, but I don't have any paper.
For a studio, we have no paper.
It's all out in the office. I think there's index cards and things out there. So we have one for Hippo. What's in the box? 740-383-9944. It's a Secret Santa gift. Now, we got some Christmas cards in yesterday, so I want to make sure we crack it. I haven't opened these yet.
All right.
So if it's a bomb, I wouldn't know because I've not pulled these open yet. You know, we need what do you call that?
A drum roll?
No, what do you call envelope opener?
Oh, yes.
An envelope opener. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve. I think it's a jar of apple butter.
Ooh, jar of apple butter.
I'll write that down.
We got a jar of apple butter down. How's things this morning on Christmas Eve?
Foggy.
They are foggy. Man, it is nasty out there, isn't it?
It is.
That goes along with the show.
Really can't see my neighbors.
I know. But I tell you, they were still at Starbucks this morning. They were still lined up.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One for apple butter.
Yep. Hey, that goes along with the show. Remember, one foggy Christmas Eve. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's right. I don't know what song that was, but that's... Oh, this is a nice card.
That
we got a card here.
Wasn't that Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
No. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph with your nose so bright. All right, season's greetings. It's a beautiful card here from one of our listeners. Let's see this. Scott, Charlie, and all WWGH Radio associates, enjoy WWGH Radio as much, so much. Yeah, I enjoy WWGH Radio so much, and keep up the good work. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wishing you all the joys of the season. Judy Summers.
Judy Summers.
Thank you, Judy.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Merry Christmas, Judy. Hope you're out there listening. And we got another one here. It's addressed to Scott Charlie, WWGH Radio.
You guys are the talent.
That's right. Charlie and I are the talent. You know, that poinsettia episode was on this morning when I was driving in.
Oh, really?
Where we were arguing over the poinsettia. That was a lot of fun. Oh, this is a beautiful card. It's got a train on it with a wreath on it and a Christmas tree. Very nice card.
There you go.
All right, let's see what this one. Oh, it's got a cartoon in it. Cannot think of two people anywhere that would understand and enjoy this more than you two. I guess that would be Charlie and me. Okay, this is what it says. It's a Garfield cartoon.
Oh, there you go.
Now, in the first panel, it's Garfield with binoculars looking at John Arbuckle. And he says, I left that fruitcake we got out in the yard for the birds. Then in the second scene, it's still Garfield and John Arbuckle with Garfield with the binoculars. What are they doing? Or what are you doing? What are they doing? Let me read this again.
Okay.
The first panel, I left that fruitcake we got out in the yard for the birds. John then says, what are they doing? In the third panel, Garfield says, re-gifting it to the squirrels.
That's good. I like
that is a good one.
That is a good one. To hang that one up for sure.
That is perfect. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from E.J. Stitt, I believe is what it is. E.J. Stitt. Well, EJ Stitt, thank you. That's a beautiful card. You got the right one. I hope Charlie's out there listening. Charlie, you listening to these things this morning? That's a perfect card. Now, see, this is why you keep cards for things like that.
Oh, so they used... Okay, so they took it out of a comic.
Yeah, they took it out of a comic and actually taped it in the card.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
You got it, EJ.
Yeah.
I tell you what, those fruitcakes are awful. You re-gift those things right away. Now... Again, what do you think's in the box? 740-383-9944. I'm going to tell you in 29 minutes. Now, this is a little different. This other thing that showed up yesterday, it's a tin and a Christmas gift.
Hmm. From to you?
Charlie and Scott.
Oh, okay.
So, Charlie, I hope you're out there listening.
Yeah, there you go.
It's got a card on it. It's a beautifully wrapped gift and a beautiful tin here. So, let's get into the card first. If I can get the card open. I don't want to tear the gift. Okay.
Charlie? You can open it up, and I'm sure Charlie...
Well, I'll see what the card says first. Yeah. Maybe the card explains it.
Yeah.
We got a lot of cards this year.
Maybe one of those Klaxon...
Oh, I hope not. No. I see. Nice snowmen on the card. Season's greetings. Christmas greetings. Here we go. Charlie, Scott, and all. May your Christmas be filled with joy and warmth. Enjoy. Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy new year. The Rick Kaufman family.
Oh.
Is that Rick Kaufman? Make sure I got that right. Rich Kaufman, excuse me.
Oh, Rich.
Rich Kaufman family. The Rich Kaufman family.
Nice. Well, thank you very
much. I wonder if they're related to the Kaufmans.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that memorial over there.
I don't know.
But, well, I wonder which one's mine and which one's Charlie's here. I don't know what's in these things.
Are there two presents or just one?
There's two because there's a little tin here, and then there's a present.
Oh, well, open both of them up here.
Well, Charlie, if you're out there listening, we got Christmas gift. We should have had Charlie in here this morning.
Yeah, we should have, yeah.
The Rich Kaufman. Charlie, are you out there listening? Do you know who Rich Kaufman is?
If you have to, give us a call, Charlie.
Yeah, let us know, Charlie, what's going on. Okay. Well, it doesn't really say, and there's no... The tags on the cards... Just say Merry Christmas, the Richard Kaufmans. Huh. I don't know.
Well, let's check the tin first.
Rich, are you out there listening? Should I open up both of these or should I save one for Charlie? Because Charlie's not here. I'm going to hold off for about 10 minutes on this and then we'll get to that. Boy, I'll tell you, it's like Christmas in here today, isn't it?
I'm telling you, yes.
Christmas is upon us. What is in the box? What do you think is in the box?
So far, folks, we have two guests. We have a hippo and apple butter. That's the two guests we have so far.
I got another guess here. I think there are socks in the box.
Socks?
They say I have an obsession with socks.
You do?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
And this person also says, Santa will need Rudolph tonight with all that fog. Well, that's true.
That's
Rudolph
right.
With your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
You go down in our story.
No, history. Oh, geez. We're only 30 minutes in, folks, and he's already cracked the song up. So we thank Judy Summers and the Rich Kaufman family and E.J. Stitt.
E.J. Stitt.
Thank you. And everybody who sent Christmas cards this season. And all the candy that came in this year. I know the Atkins family brought in candy. I know Gene, our dear friend Gene, brought in that peppermint bark, which we went through very quickly. Sorry, Gene, we didn't get a better picture of that. But Charlie got into that stuff, and it was gone.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, that was delicious. The Gene must be a great cook. And then we got candy. I don't want to forget anybody. Who else gave us candy? Will you stop punching that pen? I'll punch your neck.
On Christmas Eve.
Who else gave us candy? Who gave us the, it was the Shirks.
The
Shirks gave us the peanut butter fudge. It's a wonderful time. What's in the box, folks? I'm going to tell you in 25 minutes. We've got one for socks. We've got one for a hippopotamus. We've got one for, what's the other one?
Apple butter.
You know what? Charlie gave me apple butter. Did I say that the other morning?
You did.
God bless Charlie. Charlie and I have never exchanged Christmas gifts that I ever remember of, but he came in the other day with a nice jar of Cooper's Mill apple butter. I haven't gotten into it. I'm saving it for tonight. Tonight's the big Christmas party at my house. Once a year, I have the big Christmas party. You'll be there, and Mr. Tackett will be there, and, well, maybe. We never know. And my mother comes over, and her husband, and there's just a lot of people there. Stragglers. Stragglers come in.
Your neighbors.
Neighbors. It's going to be a big time. Don't we? Is that not the most fun every year?
You've been
attending this for like 20 years now.
It's about 20, yeah. About 20 years. Yeah, it's fun.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
We're going to do karaoke.
Karaoke.
I don't know the lyrics, but I also.
We've got the piano. We've got the music. We've got presents under the tree. We've got. And tonight we do my mother's famous shredded chicken sandwiches.
And maybe her famous cheesy potatoes.
I don't know. She was angry with you for not showing up at Thanksgiving.
Well, I know she probably was. I have to face her tonight. Well, I haven't seen her since that.
Well, see, we have a real Thanksgiving because we actually argue on Christmas Eve. Yeah. Not like anger argue, but it's fun.
Yes,
we debate.
It's family arguing.
It's family arguing, just like the holidays are supposed to be.
Right.
What a night it's going to be. Christmas Eve is my favorite day of the year. Did you know that? It's better than Christmas for me.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Because today the stores are still open. Today it's still Christmassy. I love the Christmas Eve party that happens tonight. So, yeah, I like this day even more than tomorrow. Tomorrow's okay, but I like this.
Yeah, because tomorrow's kind of depressing. Once you have everything all open and then the tree comes down.
Well, my tree doesn't come down. I leave my tree up through New Year's.
Do you?
New Year's Day. Because I'm also off New Year's Day, and that's a day when you can really relax, and that's when I take the tree down.
Oh, there you go.
So the tree stays up through New Year's. Because I think the lighted season through New Year's is fine. By the way, if you want to drop anything off to the studio, you only have till 10 o'clock this morning. We're out of here at 10 to go celebrate our holiday season. But what's in the box? What is in this Secret Santa box? It's an interesting gift. I've already opened. I opened it last night. But it's a very interesting gift. We've got apple butter. We've got socks. We've got a hippopotamus. 740-383-9944.
I have a guess.
Go ahead.
Figgy pudding.
If it could be figgy pudding.
Yeah.
I've never had figgy pudding.
I either. What is it? What is figgy?
I think it's the stuff that's inside Fig Newtons.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think you put it in a pudding type of mixture.
Oh, okay. It's like a little slimy.
That's my understanding. But you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Depends on the day.
That's right.
Now, as far as the hippopotamus, you know, I wanted, because I do like the hippo song. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I tried to find one of the hippo ornaments. They used to sell those. I think they sold them at Hallmark. They used to sell those hippo ornaments that would play the song. When you'd hit the ornament, it would start playing the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I don't... Do we have a Hallmark in town anymore?
Nope.
So I don't even know where you would get
them. The closest one is probably Polaris, isn't it?
I think you'd have to order it.
Order online or...
Yep.
Yeah.
I am.
At
one
time, we had two Hallmarks. Remember that?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
They're both gone. I have now down to four gifts, but they need to be wrapped. I've bought them, but they need to be wrapped.
Two of mine.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh.
All I'm saying is there are four gifts that still need to be wrapped, and then I'll be good tonight for the party at 7 o'clock.
Oh, I'm going to drop my presents off earlier today after we as we leave here.
Now, what's the point of that?
Well, that way they'll already be there instead of coming late at night. Because so yours is one big present. I got you one big, huge present.
One big, huge present.
You know, like the President Trump.
Huge, huge, huge. Do we have any more guesses? We've only got 21 minutes to open up this Christmas gift. Well, I didn't hear from the Kaufman, so I guess we're just going to open up this.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see
what the little tin is here. Here we go. The little tin. It's a nice little tin.
Yeah. It's got snowmans and Santa Claus on it.
Yeah, it's very nice. Let's see what's in the tin.
Candy.
Oh, I think it's... Is that peanut brittle?
Peanut brittle.
I think it's peanut brittle.
Yeah. It's a homemade peanut brittle.
Let me see. That's good.
Peanut brittle?
Peanut brittle. You want a bite?
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, you're such a particular thing, you. It's homemade. Tastes like peanut butter.
Yeah. I'll try a piece.
Yes. It's good.
I got you. It's from our guests.
I don't know why you're so darn particular.
It's from our listeners.
I've never had homemade peanut brittle like that. That's good. If you like peanut butter, you'd like that.
Yeah, very good.
That is peanut butter. Thank you, the Kaufman family. Yeah. Homemade peanut. We'll have to save some of that for Charlie when he comes back in on Thursday. Now, the present. I don't know what the present is, though. It's heavy. Feels like a brick. Feel that.
Yeah, that's a fruitcake.
I don't think that's a fruitcake. That's not shaped like a Claxton. That's a square.
But it could be like one of those Old Maid ones.
I got some peanut brittle in my mouth. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see what it is. What is this? Well, I'll tell you, it's not a Claxton fruitcake.
I don't know what that is. Brown box?
It's a brown box. Oh, Charlie. I think this is for you. Collins Street Bakery, Corsicana, Texas, USA, original deluxe fruitcake.
Oh, there you go.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at this, Charlie. Somebody had to send away for this. This came from Texas.
Wow.
Is that Corsicana or Corsicana?
Corsicana.
You don't know.
I want you to ask me.
Corsicana, see if you lie. Corsicana, Texas, original deluxe fruitcake. My goodness.
Wow.
Refrigerate after opening. This must be a really...
Maybe we should give Charlie a quick call. I don't need
Charlie, we've got a... Do you know anything about the original deluxe fruitcakes from the Collins Street Bakery in Corsicana, Texas?
That's good. I don't know what that is.
What a gift.
I am not a fruitcake eater.
No, I'm not a fruitcake either, but I don't even know what this looks. I don't want to open it because it says refrigerate after opening.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a big square box.
Yeah.
Wow. Delicious.
That was from the...
The Kaufman family.
The Kaufman family. Well, thanks again.
Well, Charlie, there's a delicious... Looks like a high-dollar fruitcake here for you.
There you go.
Don't have to worry about me touching that thing. I wouldn't come within 10 miles of that thing. Fruitcake just isn't my thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of... Has a weird taste to me.
But I never heard of this one.
I mean, that must be, like you said, way down south.
Yeah, Collins Street Bakery in Corsicana, Texas.
There you go, Charles.
Original deluxe fruitcake.
He'll be high in heaven.
Boy, when he comes back on Thursday, he'll be ready to go for the holiday season.
Absolutely.
Very delicious. So as we sit here, what are your memories of Christmas past as we sit back here on Christmas Eve?
You know, a lot of different good memories, you know, that I had over the years. You know, like I said, I've been going to your house for over 20 years, and it's been fun. Plus, you've been in different locations.
That's right. My location has changed. My storefront has changed over the years.
But I have to say, this, your new location, it's probably been the best locations that we celebrated at.
We always have a good time.
Yeah.
Nobody ever leaves my house until like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. It's always a late night.
Yeah.
Now, last year, there was a little bit of a disturbance. Remember when everybody left? There was a little bit of a...
Oh, yeah, a little bit of a...
I don't know, discussion.
Yeah.
I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's the way it goes.
I about said that saying I hate.
Oh, what's that?
You know. It is...
Oh, it is what it is.
What else would it be? Jeez. That's one of my least favorite sayings. That and I'm living my best life. What does that mean?
Or I'm living a dream, too.
Well, I just don't understand. I'm living my best life. What other life would you be living?
I don't know. Well, I guess you could be rich.
Well, but I mean, aren't you always trying to live your best life?
I guess. I mean, it depends on if you have the resources or, you know, a lot of people have different resources. Like, you know, we'll use, for example, like Bill Clinton lives better than I do.
Yeah, but I mean, living your own best life would be taking you have and living what you can.
Right. Yeah, you just take what you can. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know why people just make up stuff all the time.
Well, we're in the Christmas spirit here on WWGH Radio. We've heard Eartha Kitt this morning. We've heard Johnny Mathis. It's an interesting day because it comes only but once a year, and everybody is always ready for this particular day, and it does bring mirth and happiness. This is the day you remember all year.
You do.
You know? People always remember their first Christmases together. You see old married couples and people who've been friends for years and so on and so forth. You always remember the first Christmas.
You do.
And it's usually Christmas Eve.
Yeah. And you know, on Christmas Day is my biggest day of the year for me. I love Christmas Day. Isn't that weird?
Well,
weird to say?
Well, no, I think Christmas Eve's it's my favorite day of the year, as I said earlier on.
No, I think Christmas Day is mine.
Oh, Christmas Day is yours. Well, that's fine. I think Christmas Day is fine. But for me, tomorrow is kind of, I only have one thing to do tomorrow. So it's kind of a relaxed day after today, which is a little more stressful. Like, I still have to wrap 4 gifts today. I've got to get ready for the party tonight. I've got to make sure everything's cleaned up and ready to go. So today's a little more high octane, but tomorrow...
So do you have enough wrapping paper to wrap my big present? Or do you need to go to the store before they close?
Well, the stores don't close today. I think till around 6 o'clock.
Okay, you have plenty of time.
Oh, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll be ready for the big holiday.
This is going to take a whole roll to wrap mine.
When in all these years of parties, 20 years of parties, have I ever not had something ready?
I can't think of any.
That's right, 20 years. I've got a good record intact. I don't think this year it's going to fall apart. Especially since I'm up here doing the morning show this morning. I'm not going to go home and take a nap.
There you go. I could take one right now, though. I tossed and turned last night. Oh, that song. Remember Tossed and Turning?
I've interviewed him.
Yeah.
Bobby Lewis.
Yeah.
We were tossing and turning. Yeah. All right, folks, you've only got 13 minutes. What is in the Secret Santa box? And I'm going to tell you, we've had to run down the guesses again.
We have the hippopotamus. We have apple butter. And we have socks. You are
I don't have an obsession about socks. I'm just saying that's a good present for somebody.
No, if you don't know the size, though. Like, again.
What is with the size?
Okay, you got to know.
Look at somebody's feet. You can guess.
Okay, what size do I wear?
Well, you're about a 13 shoe, so I would say 13.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
We'll see.
Oh, that's because you knew my size. You know me by...
No, I'm just saying...
Okay, what's Bailey's size?
Bailey's size?
Yeah, what's...
I bet Bailey is... I don't know her exact shoe size, but I would guess...
You gotta know that to buy those socks.
No, because socks don't come in exact.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
I buy exactly 13.
No, there's like...
Mine goes from like 9 to 13.
Right.
Well, I got to have 13, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it covers, like, 4 shoe sizes.
Oh, well.
So I would guess that Bailey is probably somewhere between a 4 and maybe a 6. So I would get her something that would fit a 4 or a 6.
All right, well, see if
she... Not that I'm going to get her a gift, but I'm just saying, if I were going to buy her socks, they would be between 4 and 6.
Yeah. Well, okay.
You can't tell by look.
That's, I can't.
You can't.
I mean, I could tell, like, you know, like, we'll say Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, he's huge, so you know he's like 23 or something, but, you know.
Well, what would happen if you have, really, what's the difference between a sock for an 11 person, a size 11, and a size 13?
What's the difference? Oh, I mean, it depends on, they're just different styles, too, that people wear. That's one thing about it.
Oh, I just got from Bailey. You are correct. Oh, I guessed her shoe size.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why I can buy people socks, because I can guess people's shoe sizes.
There you go.
See?
Hey, and you size 11.
I am size 11. Yep.
Yeah.
So I can get it done.
There you go. Whatever works.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
So is anybody out there ready for Christmas, or do you have to go out and shop today? Are you out in the car? I love that we're on in the Marion Transit buses.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, people driving around town this morning in the fog.
That's right.
Up through 1 o'clock.
That's awesome that they're out there working this morning.
Well, that's a very big service.
Yeah.
I thought about starting taking the transit buses.
I thought about starting to drive the bus. How do you drive the transit bus?
I wonder if they could get me here on time.
I'm sure your friend could.
Now, because I know they're a little late sometimes. Now, if I wanted to get to the radio, what if I wanted to start taking public transportation? Now, could you pick me up and bring me to the radio station so I could be here on time? I would ride the transit bus in.
You would?
Sure.
You can't, though.
Why not?
Because you're not in the city.
No, I think they come out to Meijer.
Oh, so you're just going to walk over to the Meijer?
Yeah, I'll just walk over to Meijer.
Oh.
And then I'll get on the bus. But I need to be here by, like, 7:45. Because I think it's, like, $30 for a monthly pass.
Huh.
And then they could pick me up here at whatever time I'm done and take me back out to Meijer.
Do you have to have a CDL, like a Class B CDL, to drive a city bus?
I don't know. I don't drive the city bus.
That's a good question to find out. I mean, I have a Class A, but I don't know if you have to have a Class B or not.
I always thought it'd be fun to ride the bus because that's what people in Chicago and New York do. And in Washington, D.C., why not in Marion, Ohio?
Might as well. Save some money. Well, I don't know. How much does it cost?
$30 a month.
Oh, sir.
Unlimited.
Oh, really? So you you already checked in that already?
I checked in because I think I might be going to public transportation.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Think of the people you'd meet on the bus every day.
And I'm sure they have radios on it too, right? You listen to
them? Well, obviously. She'd have this station on. I'd be perfect for that.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't you think, though, riding the bus would be an interesting thing? You'd meet people every day. You don't have to drive, so you could check your cell phone. You could read the newspaper. You could prepare for the show on your way in.
I don't know. You might get mobbed or something.
Mobbed on the bus?
Oh, my God. Is that Scott Spears? I know you.
Well, I would talk to him. We'd have a great time every morning.
You know what you could probably do? You could probably just do a little speech like you always used to travel. Maybe you should travel and do your speeches?
Well, I could get up and give a speech every morning on the transit bus.
Yeah,
I bet they would enjoy that.
Yeah, you just, because I'm sure they have one of those PA systems on there.
I could get up and I could tell them about various stories of times over the years that I've done this and that and the other.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, stores are mobbed today. I remember one year I waited for Christmas Eve to go shopping. Oh, man. Stores will give you a nightmare today,
yes.
Panic attack.
I used to work retail Christmas Eve, and the place I worked at, it closed at 7 p.m. every night or every year, and you didn't get out of there until about 9, 10, 11.
Well, this is still the day that most places will close. Now, McDonald's doesn't close anymore,
yeah. And
I don't think Denny's closes, but I think everything pretty much...
And gas stations don't close anymore either. Speedway's open.
But I think all the department stores still close. It's the one day a year they still close. And I also think that all the restaurants pretty much close still. And it's that type of day.
Yeah.
But you can still go get your McDonald's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
You can still go get your Egg McMuffin in the morning and your hash brown or whatever you'd like.
That's right.
That's the holidays.
That's the holidays.
Does anybody have one more guess? 53 minutes, and I'll tell you what's inside this Secret Santa box. I'm going to tell you at about 57 after here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is in the Secret Santa box? And when I get home today, I'm going to open up that apple butter Charlie gave me, and I'm going to put it on an English muffin and slather it down with butter and go to town.
You know what? I think it's good with apple butter with peanut butter.
Apple butter with peanut butter?
Oh.
Those two things don't go together.
Yes, they do. That's delicious.
No, they don't.
Try it sometime.
I'm not a big fan of peanut butter.
I know you're not, but try it sometime. You would like it. Just put like,
why would I like apple butter and peanut
butter? Just put a little bit of dollop.
Didn't I tell you how I did it?
You know, your word, dollop.
Dollop?
Yeah. A peanut butter on there and a little bit of apple butter in there. Spread it around and eat it.
No, you take an English muffin... And you put regular butter on it after you toast it.
What's regular butter? Is this a different kind of butter?
No, just butter.
Oh, you said regular butter. I didn't know.
Regular butter.
Oh, instead of apple butter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And or not peanut butter, not apple butter, just regular butter.
Uh-huh.
So you take it in, you put the English muffin in the toaster, and you toast it. And then you take it out, and you put regular butter on it. And then you put apple butter on it. Delicious.
I'm not a big,
you're a big everything.
No, I mean, I like toast better than bagels.
Well, these are English muffins.
Or muffins. Yeah, I like toast better than muffins. I mean, I like muffins because I just had one, you know. But I'm more
But English
of a
muffins, I think, are different.
They are. They're a lot softer than bagels.
They're just good with that apple butter on there.
Yeah.
Tasty. Might have one of those tomorrow morning for Christmas morning.
There you go.
Because I love the apple butter. That's been a long-term thing here on this show.
Yes.
What a great turnout, though, this year with Christmas stuff. We've got more Christmas candy and more Christmas gifts and Christmas cards. It's that time of year
That's
when people
right.
are happy and You know, I don't know if they're happy. I've seen a lot of people kind of cranky this holiday season, but
it's a unique Christmas holiday. But you know, it's just the way it is. I guess every it is a little different this year. No Christmas lights much out this year, but it is what it is. I still like Christmas.
It is what it is.
That's right. Here we go.
Go ahead, Carla.
Okay, could you explain the Secret Santa box?
Because
I just turned you in.
Oh, yeah. The Secret Santa box is like a white chicken, you know, like you would order a chicken meal in. It's a white chicken box, no Christmas markings on it at all. And on the top, it says Scott in black Sharpie marker, and then under it, it's red Merry Christmas, and then it says Scott in Sharpie marker on the side.
Well, I know what's in it.
You do?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a fruitcake.
Oh.
That's logical.
Well, that's a good guess. We'll put one down for fruitcake here.
All right.
Yeah, so what do you do if you guess the right answer? Anything, or you just guess?
I tell you, if anybody gets the right answer, we'll give them something.
Well, if they say it's a fruitcake, you'll give them that, right?
I'll give them the fruitcake. They can have that. I'll re-gift that to them, and no problem.
Well, and when I first tried it, I thought, well, that's logical. It has to be a fruitcake, but I didn't catch all of it, so it's a fruitcake.
We're going to reveal it here momentarily.
And it's got your name on it, right?
It's got my name on it.
It can't be anything but a fruitcake.
Oh, I hope not. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye. Bye-bye.
All right, we can take one more guess here before I open it up and tell you what's in here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now run down what the guesses are again.
We have the hippopotamus. We have apple butter. We have socks. And now we have fruitcake.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you momentarily what is inside the Secret Santa box. Does anybody have one more guess? 740-383-9944. What did somebody get me for Secret Santa Christmas 2019?
Now, the Secret Santa was from your other job.
Yeah, it was from another job. And it was interesting to find out what was in here. I'll say that. All right.
Something moved.
Something moved. It's movable.
Yeah. So it's nothing live or dead or anything like that in there.
Well, thank God it's nothing dead. I wouldn't like really want a dead snake or anything to jump out. All right, here's the final guess for the big what is it? Go ahead, caller.
What about a pecan pie?
A pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
We shall put that down.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, is it a pecan pie? Do you think I should tell them now or hold it till the end of the show?
You know, let's get more guesses.
Let's get more guesses. You know what? Since the guesses are picking up, I'm going to hold this till. Oh, now see, now they're getting ticked. They're saying, what? He told us he was going to tell us. Listen, we've got a whole another hour to go, so we're going to get some more guesses on this thing, and then we'll come back. But I'm going to tell you what's in this Secret Santa box. Run down the guesses again.
We have a hippopotamus, because that's your favorite song. We have apple butter, socks, fruitcake, and now pecan pie.
Pecan pie. What is in the Secret Santa box? We're going to know before we go off the air this morning, and it's going to be fascinating.
Fascinating.
Fascinating on this Christmas Eve, 2019. And we want to thank again everybody, Judy Summers, and we want to thank EJ Stitt, and we want to thank the Kaufman family for their Christmas cards today. And I'm sure Charlie will be very happy with this fruitcake that came from the Collins Street Bakery. Original deluxe fruitcake and the peanut brittle that came from the Kaufman family. What a great gift it is. We are in the full swing of the holiday season here, and we're going to continue being in the full swing tomorrow on this Christmas Eve morning, 2019, just around the corner. Sean Kraft, Scott Spears, live with you. I believe the only live show this morning on Christmas Eve. Talk Radio. This is The Talking Place. We'll be back for another hour. Stay tuned.
Reading How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast. And they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast! Feast, feast, feast! They would feast a pudding and rare Who roast beast.